Maranatha, Mike the Gubin. Welcome, friend, to another few moments of Bible study together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And beloved, he is, and I trust that you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've accepted him as your Savior, that you know the joy, the peace, the forgiveness for sin that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give, that you know the acceptance that can only be found in him. We're continuing in our study of this subject of rejection that has impacted all of our lives. And presently we're studying in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, chapter 30, as we're studying about this subject of rejection and the impact that it had upon Jacob and upon his family. And we're talking about how it impacts our lives, and we're seeing examples of rejection and how that it can continue on and on in the life of an individual until they realize what's going on and come to an understanding of the impact that rejection is having and find the solution to that rejection. And thus we're studying here the impact that it's had upon Jacob's life, the turmoil that it has created. Now remember, we read previously Genesis 32, 1 through 7, where Jacob is going to meet his brother Esau, and how Esau is coming to meet him with 400 men and a small army, and Jacob is terrified. What is he going to do? Rejection begets rejection. And so, beloved, we're finding that rejection is still very much a part of Jacob's life, as we're reading about it here. And we see that Jacob had served his uncle 14 years for his two wives, and he wanted to leave. And his uncle had realized that God had blessed him because of Jacob, and that God had blessed his job and his work and his business, and that he had been successful because of Jacob's presence. And so he hates to let Jacob go. So he said, you tell me what your hire will be, and I will pay you what you request. And so we're in chapter 30 of Genesis, and we're in verse 28. This is Laban speaking. Well, let's begin with verse 27. Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And so Jacob said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased into a multitude, and the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. Now this looks like a really good deal for Laban, because all the thoroughbred look like Laban's going to keep, and Jacob's going to take the cattle that are spotted and that are mixed breeds, and so it looks like a really good deal. And so notice verse 33, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would that it might be according to thy word. Laban says, this sounds good to me. And he removed that day, Jacob removed that day, the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And so Jacob is going into the cattle business now, and with the help of his uncle. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, that is, Laban did, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel chestnut tree, and pulled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had pulled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. Now here we see something that Jacob is doing. Here's another cunning, crafty rejection trick that Jacob is pulling in order to make the cattle bring forth cattle that are ring-straked, speckled, and spotted, so that he will begin to get the best of the cattle. And again, he's rejecting Uncle Laban, and we're going to see what Uncle Laban's going to do in return. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring straight, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, and he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger were Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. Now we see Jacob's rejection here, we see his cunning craftiness, his trickery, and we see that Jacob still operates in the ways of a schemer and the ways of a deceiver. And so he's taking advantage by manipulating the cattle and getting the best of the cattle and the stronger of the cattle for his own self. And he's increasing and becoming strong and wealthy and having men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, this is chapter 31 and verse 1, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. They're beginning to realize what Jacob is doing, that somehow he's getting the stronger cattle and the better deal, and that somehow Laban is being left with that which is not as good. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. You wonder why? Well, it's very evident. It's because he has pulled some schemes on his uncle, and thus his uncle is going to reject him because he's been unfair. He's been scheming and tricking and pulling some things that have caused him to receive the better cattle, and some gimmicks and some manipulation that has put him ahead and has made him strong and wealthy at his uncle's expense. And the Lord said to Jacob in verse 3, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. Now he's even deceiving his wives here. Your father hath deceived me, and notice, Laban has tricked and has rejected Jacob. Jacob has tricked and has rejected Laban, and so Laban has responded in like manner. And notice how He has responded, verse 7 of chapter 31 of Genesis, "Your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me." 10 times now, Laban has changed Jacob's wages, and yet Jacob has survived and has, in his own scheming way, rejected Laban and has still come up on top, and he's saying, "God has been my help and has suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, 'The speckled shall be thy wages,' then all the cattle bear speckled. If he said thus, 'The ringstrake shall be thy hire,' then bear all the cattle ringstrake. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me." Jacob had learned how to manipulate the cattle in their breeding and how to accomplish his own goals and his own ends. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstraked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here am I.' And he said, 'Lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstraked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred.'" And so God sees what's going on. God knows what's going on. God gives guidance and direction. And so we see that God says, "I think it's time for you to leave Laban and for you to return to your own home and to your own family." And so Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, "Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house?" They see nothing for them and any good there, and so they're going to reject their father and stay with Jacob and say, "Let's go. Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money." Apparently he had used the money that was their inheritance for his own purpose. "For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's, now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do it." Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten. And what's going to happen? Join us next time, and we'll find out. Goodbye.